Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow Patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. I am so happy if you guys are watching this or listening to this today. I love all you guys, and hopefully you guys are having a great day, and so happy you guys are here. So, sorry I haven't done an episode in a little bit. It's, I kind of not been feeling sick, but, you know, I mean, my voice has been really nasally, you know, the weather changing, allergies are acting up. It's been an all-encompassing, like, bad thing. I sometimes can't even go for, like, a few minutes without drinking a thing of water, because otherwise, like, you know, stuff gets built up in my throat, and then, like, I can't even talk. So it's really bad. Those of you with allergies understand what I'm talking about. But, I'm glad I'm doing an episode today. I wanted to do an episode the day after this happened, you know, President Trump's announcement, because I know that's kind of the biggest thing that people are talking about right now, a couple days ago. So it would have been like Wednesday. I didn't get a chance to do it yesterday, Wednesday. But it is okay. I know that I have been seeing a wide range of emotions. And some people who are patriots, like, now saying, like, dumb Trump, or even some people that aren't dumbing Trump are still like, well, does this mean he conceded the 2020 election? Oh my gosh, he didn't announce the military is in control, that Trump's still president. And so a lot of that. And I will say, going into the announcement, I didn't want to do an episode before the announcement, because all that would have just kind of been hearsay in a sense, because I mean, none of us knew exactly what he was going to say, except a few people, but the people who knew probably what he was going to say couldn't say it. But he said what a lot of people I think thought it was going to be something to do with the presidential run. But if you were really, you know, kind of disappointed from it, that really is okay. That is a very common and a completely understandable reaction to that. I know a lot of people were discouraged. I wasn't myself, just because I figured it was going to be the presidential one. I personally wanted it to be, like, my dad actually brought this example up of, he thought it would have been funny if Trump had brought in Biden or body double form or whatever, like hogtied and just drag him up on the stage. And he said that, and I mean, I laughed about it, because I mean, that would have been funny, but you know, that's pretty far out there, so that wouldn't have been something that could have happened. But it's brought out a lot of emotions in people. I said it's okay if you were discouraged, it's okay, but I wanted to go through and talk just a little bit about, well, technically one of the, I'll go ahead and share my screen since I'm going to talk about it. This article, you know, Donald Trump announced his 2024 re-election run for president. That was from Fox a few days ago. That's actually inaccurate. I'll show you guys why here in a second, but just, I really want to hone in the point. I know I said this probably like 10 times already, just this episode, but really, if you were discouraged, that's okay. It's okay. That is completely understandable. That is very founded. It is okay. If you're discouraged, that is okay. A lot of people were. It's a natural reaction to kind of hearing this, because a lot of us want to hear him say, I'm in control, or the military's in control. We didn't hear that. Now, I know, like I said, I just recently had Derek on. I know a lot of you guys love that. Derek's awesome. And I believe him. I believe him. And talking about optics and people like Juan Osaven, when you hear him talking about this stuff in a lot of the same way Derek does, you know, this stuff is optics. So I believe them. I've talked with Derek. I believe them. So I want to say that I do believe them. I think that hopefully after I show you guys these few things, hopefully you'll see a little bit more of how some of this stuff is optics. And I know Derek has one of the new videos out with Diamond and Silk. I would suggest you guys go watch that, talking about the optics in Trump's speech. It's a really good breakdown of it. One of the things in the speech, because I'm sure probably a lot of you watched it, but he has never mentioned it's going to get really bad over the next couple years because people haven't seen how bad it is. That sounds like what people like Juan O'Savin and others in that group have been saying. So that is the first time I have heard Trump say that. So that I think that's a pretty big deal. I've never heard that before from Trump. So I think that from President Trump. So I think that, that was kind of not necessarily a big deal, but I heard that and I was like, that sounds just like, you know, Juan or some of these other ones out here. So I think that that was a pretty big deal. But like I said, this Donald Trump announced the 2024 reelection run is not accurate. I will show you why here in a second. And it's actually it's semantics in the sense of specifics, like technicalities, why it's not accurate. But like I said, President Trump is a man. He knows, he never says anything he doesn't mean to say. He knows exactly why he's saying what he is saying, and there's a reason he's saying it. The November 15th, which was the day that the announcement was, I did find this interesting. I heard this out here on one of the Patriot channels. The Second Continental Congress approved the Articles of Confederation on this day, November 15th, 1777. So, and that was the original, that was the first U.S. Constitution before they ratified it in March of the next year. But I did find that was interesting. So it was kind of the first constitution of the United States. So November 15th was that date. So it was interesting. You know, I mean, all this stuff is optics. There's a reason. Like I said, I did an episode, my episode on like semaphore and stuff and what numbers and stuff mean. So there's a reason that Trump and the military and the people that are in this war against the deep state that are doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes do the things that they do. There's always a reason. Now, this is one that Juan O'Savin had brought up, which I did think it was interesting because there's always been a unspoken agreement between, you know, like the DOJ, the FBI, the current administration against, quote unquote, political prosecution. So, or using their power to possibly influence, you know, like the sway of an election or like arresting a candidate for a political office. And I mean, the presidential office, which is the highest office in the land. So, like I said, this is an article from a while ago, but this just tells you the U.S. Department of Justice has made efforts in the past to avoid public investigations of officials that could sway elections. And the same thing could be said for, like I said, arresting them. So I know the January 6th Commission talking about arresting Trump, right? So how's that going to play in? So, and since he's announced it so early, well, if they arrest him now, they're going to break that code. And you know that that's going to make people very upset because they're going to view it as political prosecution of a presidential candidate. Now, I don't say 2024 presidential candidate because, and now if you look on the, it says Trump, it says the text Trump to 8022 and then Trump. And then Make America Great Again, and then 2024. And I'm not going to be able to play the video because for some reason my computer's not doing the audio input capture. I don't really know why that is, but I'm going to play, and this is about him announcing it. Now, like I said, Donald Trump announces 2024 re-election run for president, or re-election run for president. That is not accurate, and here's the reason why. Hold on, let me play the audio for you. See, I gotta get my phone out because I recorded it. Okay.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Okay. Now, he said, in order... Actually, I can't repeat it back, even though I've listened to that clip like 20 times. If you play it back, he never said 2024. He said, I am announcing my run for president of the United States. He never said 2024. And I was hearing people, because I was hearing some people say, oh, he did say 2024. I was hearing some people say he didn't. I couldn't remember. I thought he said 2024, but I went back and found the video. He never said 2024. Now he said it was on the podium. It's on the podium here. And oh, it goes black again. Yeah, it's on the podium there. He mentions 2024 and everybody's saying 2024. He never said 2024 and everyone's assuming that. Now, I'm not saying that's not accurate. It still might be 2024, okay? I don't know how long this thing is going to last. But the important part is that no, he never said 2024. And I was left wondering why. Now that he didn't say 2024, because even then I'm like, he's announcing his run for presidency. Well, if it's not 2024, are they going to have like a new run for the presidency or a new presidential race? Then over the last few days, I'm sure a lot of you guys have been seeing, I'm sure a lot of you guys have been seeing, this, a Supreme Court case from back in October 20th, I believe, that is, and the Supreme Court has not heard it yet, as far as I know. I don't know where it is on the docket, and they have to have four, and I'll show you this in a second, but this has been going around on a lot of the channels, and it is accurate. Like I said, it's the supremecourt.gov website, so it's the official website, okay? And it's a complainant, or it's a case. This action is against 388 federal officers in their official capacities, which include President Joseph Robinette Biden. Okay, Robinette, who would... What kind of a middle name is that? If any of you out there have that middle name, I'm sorry, but you would name your boy that? I didn't notice it until now. That's a funny middle name. Wow. Okay, Vice President Kamala Harris, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, and former Vice President Michael Richard Pence. Okay, so I read through it mostly. It's about 18 pages, so it's kind of long. I couldn't find if it's what it's asking for, like if it's asking for them to, because I mean, Pence isn't Vice President anymore, so I don't know if that means they're looking for all of them to be arrested. But if that happens, then that would mean all, like at least the three of them, Biden, Kamala, and Pelosi, or whoever's playing them, etc., would get taken out of the position. So, like I said, though, the Supreme Court has not heard it yet. I don't know if they're going to. This is, they need four of the nine justices to accept a case. And I know this is specifically, I think, with a death penalty whenever I Googled it, but I would assume it's probably with the other ones. I don't know if the numbers are different, but I would assume that's about like four out of nine justices to accept the case, something like that. They need a majority to actually rule on a case one way, or they need a majority to rule on a case. And I mean, well, technically they're always going to have a majority because technically they're always going to have a majority because I mean, there's nine of them. So, I mean, there's never going to be like a split tie because you can't divide nine by two. So you'll get a half number. So, and we know we have three of the justices that Trump appointed. We know that, and then Clarence Thomas, who was there. So that'd be four. So that's four. So that's one away from a majority. And we know that Roe v. Wade was overturned. I think I did an episode on this, but there were the case that actually came out, or the case that was actually used to overturn Roe v. Wade. It was a 6-3 decision. It was a 6-3 decision. The case to actually overturn Roe v. Wade, or the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, it was still a separate decision based on the decision that had already come down. That was a 5-4. So, I mean, it was thin margins, but it was still a majority because the side said overturn Roe v. Wade that had the 5. So they did that, which was a pretty big deal. So if they decide to hear this case, we'll see what happens. That's just something to keep our eyes on. I have no idea when it will be heard. I haven't looked out here. I don't know if anybody knows out here when it'll be heard. But if that happens, I mean, that's unprecedented that because that would probably mean the president would be removed, the vice president would be removed, and the speaker, if she's still speaker, if it's heard and decided before whoever the Republican one is that's going to take the Speaker of the House in January. If it happens before that, then that means Nancy Pelosi will be removed. And then the president pro tempore of the Senate or whatever, he's a Democrat, but he's the next person in line. But that's unprecedented in American history. So what'll happen? Will we have new elections? That was the whole kind of tie-in point to this. I don't know why Trump didn't say 2024. All I know is he didn't. He didn't, at least in this era. I didn't go back and listen to the whole thing again to, like, piece apart and say, oh, he didn't say it here. Oh, he didn't say, or he said 2024 here, or president 2024. But we'll just have to see. So, but I did want to kind of give this to you guys because I do think the Supreme Court case ties in possibly to Trump not, President Trump not saying 2024. Like I said, again, I don't know. All I know is that we can, without a doubt, 100% sure say he did not say running for 2024. He just said running for president of the United States. That's all he said. So until we get more, we won't know. But like I said, I do think that the Supreme Court case will tie in, and it'll be interesting to see. Because like I said, if that happens, then, I mean, how are we going to have new elections? Because, you know, if that happens, I mean, Congress, Senate, like all of them, they're going to be in turmoil. So, I mean, the military might have to come in and do elections because it's going to be, the country would probably be in turmoil at that point because, I mean, you have the president, the vice president, and the speaker, like, possibly removed. So if they're arrested or whatever for, if this case goes, if it's decided, if it's found that they were wrongdoing, which we know they were, but if the court actually finds that, so, but then that might take a little bit because then you're going to have probably Congress. Maybe Congress, we'll see, because I know we got some rhinos, we got rhinos and stuff in there, but we'll see kind of what, who's made deals behind closed doors and who's agreed to help, you know, our side and stuff, even if they're, you know, flaky characters. So we're just going to have to wait and see, but I do think keeping an eye on the Supreme Court, that will be interesting. And also, if you guys wanted to go back and watch, I'm probably going to go back and watch this Trump speech at some point, kind of to dissect it more. Because I like doing that. but it might help you guys because, but either way, he did not say 2024. So for those of you thinking, oh, it's for sure we're going to have to wait in 2024. We still might, but pretty much all bets are off because it could really happen anytime. So we'll just have to see what happens. I know in Arizona, they're going to be doing they're wanting to do a recount. I think they're deciding on that next week, maybe. So there's a lot of moving pieces, a lot of different shifting puzzle. It's like a puzzle. It's like, it's all coming together, but there's a lot of moving pieces and rotating and stuff. And so we're just kind of, you know, trying to piece together all that we can, but the Supreme Court case will be one to keep an eye on. And hopefully you guys can be encouraged that it's not definite necessarily for us knowing that it'll be 2024. It still could be, but it could really be any time because he just said running for president again. So, hopefully you guys found that, encouraged again. Like I said, it wasn't, hopefully even if you guys were discouraged by, Trump's announcement on Tuesday, like I said, that's okay. It's, understandable and it's okay. If you guys did, just remember to stay encouraged. Help to encourage each other. Help to bring your help your family members if they're, you know, struggling and stuff. Maybe like the COVID vaccine, they got it, and like, oh my gosh, now just it's okay. Don't scream in their face. Oh, I told you so. Even though we want to, trust me, I want to. A lot of the people that have called me nuts, I'm like, ha. And when some of this stuff happens in the main front, like when actually we see it or the American people see it, a lot of us are going to want to go, I told you so. We can't do that. We got to be loving, which I know is hard because these are people that called us nuts. But just love each other, love your neighbors, love your neighbor as yourself. Obviously that's a Christian biblical principle. But just hopefully you guys have a great rest of your day. And I mean, we've got Thanksgiving coming up next week, so hopefully everyone's getting really excited for the holidays. So just stay encouraged, keep up with this stuff, and don't spend all your time in this stuff. You know what, go watch some, like, old television shows like Andy Griffith or, like I said, Hogan's Heroes. I mentioned that one the last time when I was on with Derek. And like I said, that's a great show. I should have brought it up before, but that is a great show. Watch that. I mean, prisoners of war, and they're doing all this stuff. And they look like prisoners of war. Clank, I mean, he thinks he's, oh, the best prison, the best Solog, never had an escape. And I mean, they're doing all that stuff from there. So that's optics. That's a perfect example of optics. They look like they're prisoners of war, but they're really not. So that's a great example. Just still enjoy yourselves. Have fun. Start watching some Christmas movies and, you know, get your Christmas tree up. Just stay encouraged. Things may get bad. We may have to go through some hard times, but we are going to go through it together. And we are, one thing President Trump has said, and I still believe it to this day, and I always will, that we really are going to love what is coming. So love all you guys. And remember to keep encouraged, encourage each other, love one another, and to keep calm. And Patreon. See you guys.
Hello, fellow Patriots, and thank y'all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Hero Soap Company. Handmade in the USA, these high-quality soaps smell absolutely amazing and get the job done. My personal favorite is the lavender scent, and there are multiple scents to choose from, depending on your own mood and preference. A portion of all sales also are donated to charities focused on helping veterans and first responders. From bar soap to body wash, shower accessories, and more, there are multiple options to choose from, and you will be supporting some amazing Patriots at the same time. Go to HeroSoapCompany.com and use promo code Hannah to get 10% off your order. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out there in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off, and remember, stay encouraged.
Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.